HR Pumpkin Stack.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we are pleased to welcome Marty Croft, one half of the classic kids TV show producing team, Sid and Marty Croft, best known for creating such legendary series as HR Puffin Stuff, Land of the Lost, The Bugaloos, and many, many more. Over the next segment, Marty Croft will talk about Mutton Stuff, his new canine kids show featuring Cesar Millan and hosted by his son Calvin, which airs Fridays at 10 a.m. on Nickelodeon. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to watch that doggy in the window, feel free to have some kibbles and comedy bits as we beg to leave our dog-eared past in order to unleash a mutt who knows his stuff in the present. Marty, thank you for coming back on board the TV Time Machine.
Well, we're back.
So, Marty, for the folks who have not yet seen Mutton Stuff, tell us about the show and the very special episode that will air Monday, February 15th at 10 a.m. only on Nickelodeon.
Well, you know, it all started when I ran into Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer, and I said, wait a second. Even though I don't want to do a show like his dogs, I said, you know, to myself, do you have any kids, Cesar? He says, yeah, two boys. How old are they? One's 12. I said, well, hey, can I meet him? Has he ever done anything? He said, I don't think so. So let me meet him. So I knew that the kid had something. His name is Calvin, of course, Millan. And 4 years later, it took that long to get it on.
Wow.
We went on last year. We've only been on about 30 weeks and have a very big audience. We were number one in the last 3 months of the year. Right across the board at 10 o'clock all the way to broadcast. So
wow.
The show is definitely more than finding an audience. The adults are coming in. They're loyal to us. And it takes place in a dog school that Caesar's kid, Calvin, runs. So we have 23 dogs, of which one of them can even fly an airplane. And he just did. Now, you'll have to come see that episode. It was on last week.
Right.
And I'm sure it'll be on again.
So what is happening, the special thing that's happening on Monday's episode?
Well, Puffin Stuff is coming to visit his nephew, Stuff, who's one of the stars of Mutton Stuff. So he comes with Freddie the Flute. He comes on with the Rescue Racer with Kling and Klang.
Wow.
The two little Keystone Cops. And it's a real interesting episode. So he winds up bonding with the dogs, the characters. We've got two trees that talk that we created, and they happen to be called Sid and Marty. And we have two cats that are very, very funny. I mean, the show has a lot of elements.
Well, on the show, on the episode, what are kids going to learn from HR Puffin Stuff in this episode?
Well, I think, you know, we're not teaching them the alphabet. But there's, you know, how to be friendly, how to share. You know, we have, every show has some kind of a underlying message for the kids. And I think the way we're doing it is real good. Now you're going to have to see the show to see it.
So how do you think this generation of kids will respond to HR Puffin Stuff?
Well, I think this generation of kids are no different than any other generation. They, first of all, they're responding incredibly. We're doing every, you know, morning something like over 1 million households. So we're getting there, and we're there. So I think they are responding favorably. And I'll tell you what I do know is they're just not, once they see it, you know, as most kids do, they want to see it over and over again,
right,
which is happening. So even though we're on Monday through Friday, I think we're getting different kids every day. So we're doing real good. I'm happy about it.
So who are the new actors who play Puffin Stuff? And was it a challenge to cast for Puffin Stuff? What was that process like for you?
Well, you know, Puffin Stuff is the actor. I'm not telling you anything else.
Right. Oh, okay.
That's the magic of what we do.
Okay.
Of course, we get great people that definitely perform. You know, I have a gal that's inside Puffin Stuff that, you know, she is a stunt double, was in Cirque du Soleil. We always surround ourselves with great people, from the directors to the writers to the art directors. So we always go first class, first cabin.
So for you personally, what was it like to bring Puffin Stuff back to TV after all these years?
Well, it was, I think it felt good. You know, the funny thing is, when we announced it, I think the PR department told me that it was the number one story of the week for at least 3 days.
Right.
So that's how much interest it brings. You know, it's always exciting when you know, Puff and Stuff was our, you know, is our baby. So we're going to always keep it alive. You know, I got a meeting at one of the big studios next month that wants to do the movie.
Wow.
Which we've tried to do a few times, but never got the scripts together.
Well, and you also had a movie back in 1969. You had the Puff and Stuff movie.
Yeah, we did. That was, you know, another time frame.
Right.
That was right after we started. I got to make a movie with Universal Pictures. You know, that was at the beginning, but we definitely want to do another one.
Now, when I was watching the preview of H.R. Puff and Stuff on Mutton Stuff, it felt like it was only yesterday that he was on our TV screens. Do you have the same feeling yourself?
Well, you know, for me, it's a whole other story. I mean, we've lived it for that long.
Right.
But you know what? What you just said is exactly right. You know, I got a lot of feedback saying, well, I got it like a time warp.
Now, when we first spoke, you said that you felt that you had a winner in Mutton Stuff. And, of course, you mentioned that now the show is the highest-rated preschool show on TV. What made you realize at the time that Mutton Stuff was going to be such a success?
Well, you know when you're doing it, you know. And look, our batting average is incredible. I mean, we've done 20 pilots in our career. We're the only independent left with a library. And, you know, just, you know, that is, we just keep everything going and alive. We've only done 13 kid shows.
Wow.
But we're back again. This is a new one. We got Sigmund and the Sea Monsters coming back with a new series with Amazon. And we've got Electro Woman and Diner Girl with Legendary Pictures.
Oh, that's great.
You know, it's going to be digital. So we're trying a few things now.
So on Mutton Stuff,
we will soon see how the old works in the new.
Well, it's worked so far, and especially you mentioned Calvin Milan. How has he grown as a personality on the show over the course of Mutton Stuff?
Well, you know, when he started this past year, he had never done anything. But I knew from our experience of picking talent, and he's just warm and believable, you know, likable. And he's not a lot of trouble. But he's a teenager, so there's always a little bit. But he's a pro. He's come through. And, you know, other than the guest stars to come on, you know, who we have, he's really the only one that's, that isn't a character or a talking tree or whatever we got in the show, which is a lot.
And, of course, you have H.R. Puff and Stuff this Monday. Now, can we expect, maybe, that Puff and Stuff will return again on Mutton Stuff?
Well, you know, I don't know about Muff and Stuff, but we're going to definitely go for making another movie. And, you know, we may bring him back. That's really, you know, up to us at Nickelodeon. But, you know, everybody's so happy having him. And he's gotten so much publicity.
Right.
It's kind of wild. That is what surprised me. How, you know, they picked up an AP story and it was like the biggest story of the week.
Marty Croft of Mutton Stuff, whose special episode airs Monday, February 15th at 10 a.m. and regular episodes air Fridays at 10 a.m. only on Nickelodeon. Marty, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you back on board the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thanks, Jim.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
Is Jesse Donald Knotts?
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time.